This is Alive with Joseph.
I want to start by saying that, you know, the kingdom that you and I belong to is the kingdom of mysteries. Hallelujah. It is the kingdom of mysteries. And the Bible says in the book of Luke chapter 8 verse 10, he says, "And he said unto you, it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand." Hallelujah. The Bible teaches us that the kingdom that we belong to is the kingdom of mysteries. Hallelujah. And for you and I, what the world will not understand, you and I who are in the kingdom are given the privilege to understand these mysteries. Amen. And one of those mysteries is the mystery of communion. Say the mystery of communion. Say the mystery of communion. Hallelujah. I want you to understand that the communion is a miracle meal. Amen. It is not just us eating, you know, communion, but I want you to have a revelation and understanding that it is a miracle meal that God himself gave to his people so that we can live a victorious life on the earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen, if you are looking for a miracle tonight, I want you to know that you're in the right place. I want you to release your faith for the miraculous tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Listen, the communion is a miracle meal for endless triumph, which means that wherever there is communion, we have endless testimonies. We have endless breakthroughs. We have endless miracles. Hallelujah. And I declare over this atmosphere tonight that there will be endless testimonies in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Your miracle is happening tonight in the name of Jesus. The Bible says actually in the book of John chapter 6 from verse 53 to 54, it says, "And Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you cannot have eternal life with him, within you. But anyone who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up. I will raise that person at the last day." Hallelujah. Glory to God. What a verse that is so loaded. He says, "Anyone that eats the flesh of my Son and drink his blood, you will have eternal life within you." Hallelujah. That is not ordinary. That is the life of God in the inside of that is loaded in this mystery. Amen. Understand that the communion empowers us to live like Christ. Spirit, soul, and body. Hallelujah. It is God's empowerment system. When God gives us the mystery of communion, he wants us to be empowered like Christ, spirit, soul, and body. Say, "I am empowered by the mystery of communion. Spirit, soul, and body." Hallelujah. Understand that God's priority is your well-being. God's priority is your well-being. That is why in the book of 3 John chapter 1 verse 2, he says, "Beloved, I wish above all things." If the Bible that is yours, that you have is yours, I want you to underline "above all things." Hallelujah. He says, "I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." Hallelujah. Glory to God. This shows us that, you know, God's agenda is that man's physical state ranks very highly. That your well-being is his priority. Be it your emotional well-being, be it your mental well-being, be it your physical well-being, it is a priority for God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is interested with what is happening in your body. He's interested in your physical state. Say, "God is interested in me." Say, "God is interested in me." Hallelujah. Actually, the Bible says in the book of Isaiah, chapter 33, verse 24. Isaiah 33, verse 24. It says, "And the inhabitants will not say, I am sick. The people who dwell in it will be forgiven their iniquity." Another translation says, "the inhabitants of Zion." So it is very specific about who it's talking about. It's talking about the believer.
Hallelujah. He says, none of us will say, I am sick. That is why he says, I will take sickness from amongst you. Hallelujah. And I declare that tonight by this miracle meal, God is removing sickness from amongst us in the name of Jesus. No matter what the name of your sickness is, today it changes address in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15, it says, and the Lord will take away from you all sickness. I want you to underline from you all. It means that none amongst us, none, not even one, will walk away with the same sickness that they came in with. Hallelujah. The Lord your God will take away from you all sickness and will afflict you with none of the terrible diseases of Egypt, which you have known, but will lay them on all those who hate you. Hallelujah. Say, tonight is my night of deliverance. Say, tonight is my night of healing. Hallelujah. By virtue of those two scriptures, we understand that the believer should have no connection with sickness. Hallelujah. Say, I have no connection with sickness. Hallelujah. The miracle meal is a capsule of health and cure. Hallelujah. It is a capsule. It is a divine capsule for healing and cure. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 33, verse 6, it says, and behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I declare over you tonight that you are healed in the name of Jesus. You are cured in the name of Jesus. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Understand that the communion makes you share the same order of strength with Jesus Christ. You share the same order of strength with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It means that the same kind of strength that Jesus had, you are entitled to it. When you partake of communion, you partake of his strength. Somebody say strength. Somebody say strength. Somebody say it correctly. Strength. Say strength like you have strength. Hallelujah. John chapter 6 verse 58. It says, this is the bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers ate the manna and are dead. He who eats this bread will live forever. Hallelujah. He who eats this bread will live forever. Hallelujah. Say, I will live forever. Say, I will live forever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's look at what was the kind of strength that they ate, you know, with the manna, the first manna. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 105, verse 37, it says, he also bred them out with silver and gold, and there was none feeble among them, amongst his tribe. This is in the Old Testament. When God gave them the manna, the Bible says there was none feeble among them. Hallelujah. The manna was a miracle meal that fell from heaven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God in his wisdom made sure that they ate manna until they entered the Canaan land. They might not have understood the mystery behind it, but I want to believe that it was that meal that carried them for 40 years without getting tired. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. If in the Old Testament they could eat such a meal and have such strength, how much more you and I, who have Jesus, who has given us his body, who has given us his flesh, say, I have strength. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. I declare that as you partake of this miracle meal tonight, every form of weakness is swallowed up in the name of Jesus. Every form of weakness in your body is swallowed up in the name of Jesus. I command strength upon you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If you read the Old Testament, specifically in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 19 from verse 5 to 7, the Bible tells us that, you know, Elijah found himself in the journey of life. God had used him to do great things for God, for him. But he had an encounter that, you know, discouraged him. It discouraged him physically, and it also discouraged him mentally. Actually, if you read properly, you realize that Elijah entered into a state of depression. In spite of all the exploits he did for God, because of one encounter with Jezebel, because of one encounter with the challenges of life, he entered into a state of discouragement. He entered into a state of depression. Let's see what the word of God says. It says, then as he lay and slept under a broom tree, suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, arise and eat. Then he looked, and there by his head was a cake baked on coal and a jar of water. So he ate and drank and laid down again. And the angel said, and the angel of the Lord came back the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know what it is that has discouraged you. I don't know what it is that has brought you into a state of depression. But as you partake of the communion meal today, as you partake of this miracle meal, I declare, arise and eat. For the journey ahead of you is great. In the name of Jesus. I declare that depression is swallowed in the name of Jesus. Discouragement is swallowed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, I am free from depression. Say, I am free from discouragement in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What is this communion meal? When we partake of it, it brings us into the same order of divine insight, divine wisdom with Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It is a mystery that many have not tapped into, but you and I are tapping into it too tonight. Hallelujah. When we partake of it, it gives you a mind transplant. It gives you the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. The Bible says we have the mind of Christ. When you partake of it, it moves you from a place where you have zeal without knowledge, where you have fire without knowledge. It gives you divine intelligence. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 13, it speaks of these disciples who were walking, and then Jesus came and joined them. The Bible says that their minds were closed. They could not recognize him. Hallelujah. But as you continue in verse 30 to 31, the Bible says, and now it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, that he took bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight. Hallelujah. It was not their physical eyes that were blind. That is why they saw him, and that is why they were walking with him. It was the eyes of their minds that were closed. Hallelujah. But when he gave them the miracle meal, when he gave them the mystery of communion, the Bible says that their minds were opened. Hallelujah. I decree that your mind will open up today in the name of Jesus. I decree that your mind will open up in the name of Jesus. Child of God, as you will be giving your children this miracle meal, you will need to stand on this kind of scriptures. You need to stand on this kind of revelation. Look at that subject that your child is struggling with. As you give them, you declare your mind is open towards this subject. In the name of Jesus. It is an error for us as the children of God to struggle with the same things that the unbelievers struggles with, because we have the mind of Christ. Not only do we have the mind of Christ, but we've been given the mystery to dominate in the realm of knowledge and information. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. By the power of the miracle meal, we command minds to be opened today in the name of Jesus. You will have creative solutions in the name of Jesus. What makes you stand out in that organization? It is the solutions you bring. Hallelujah. That is why the miracle meal has been given to us, to stand out in our industries, to stand out in our organization, to stand out even in the place of work. Hallelujah. Say, my mind is open. Say, my mind is open to receive divine ideas. Say, my mind is open to think in the frequency of God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory be to Jesus. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. What does it do? It empowers our inside. Hallelujah. When you partake of communion and understanding in revelation, it empowers your inside. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. The Bible says, suddenly they knew him. There was a divine knowledge. There was an empowerment in their inside. Glory to God. Therefore, I want us to examine this evening, what is in the flesh? What is in the bread? The Bible says in the book of John chapter 6, from verse 48 to 51, he says, I am the bread of life. Your father, number one, it is the life of God, right? So number one, what is in the flesh? It is the life of God. He says, I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread, which came down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. So when you partake of great life. When you partake of this bread, you partake of superior life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. One Wednesday, I was rushing to church, and my sister, who is a medical doctor, called me, and she says, you know, says, God, there's a doctor in the hospital, and he said, he's, you know, we've done all we can, but clearly he's going. And she said, but he has asked for one thing. He has asked to see a pastor. And she said, you're the only pastor I know. I said, my sister, I'm going to church. She said, for my sake, come. So I rushed to the hospital. And when I got there, honestly, by my natural eyes, he was gone. But, you know, the Holy Spirit reminded me of the miracle meal. I told him, you will live, you will not die. My sister called me to the side. She said, don't make such promises. We don't do that here. I said, my sister, I'm coming from a higher revelation. I told him, you will live, you will not die. In that place, I had no communion, but there was a piece of bread and there was water. I took the bread and I took the water. I spoke over them as a priest and I blessed it and I gave it to him. He was even struggling to take it in, but he took it in. The following day, he was restored as if nothing happened. They had to discharge him. Hallelujah. He looked for me to ask me, what did you do? I said, I didn't do anything wrong. It is the God that lives in the inside of us. It is the mysteries that God has given to us to ensure that we live a life of dominion. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Listen, when you understand the mystery of communion, no one can look at you and tell you, I will finish you. You cannot finish a man that lives in mysteries. Hallelujah. Say, I operate the mysteries of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Therefore, on the revelation of that mystery, I speak over any arrow that has been fired against your life, fired against your destiny. I command it back to sender in the name of Jesus. I declare you will live, you will not die in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Understand that communion moves us from the queue of victims and puts us on the queue of victors. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Say, I move from the queue of victims and I stand on the queue of victors. Hallelujah. This is that year that your doctor will look for you in the name of Jesus, because your queue has changed. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. What is in the flesh? In the flesh is the rod of God that swallows up the rod of the magicians in your body. It is the rod of God that swallows the rod of the magicians in your body. Hallelujah. Listen, there are rods and there is the rod. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 11 verse 1. It says, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse. And a branch shall grow out out of his roots. Hallelujah. That rod is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That rod is Jesus Christ. It is the rod that is superior to any other rod. Glory to God. It is the rod of signs and wonders. The Bible says in the book of Exodus chapter 4 verse 17. It says, thou shalt take this rod in thy hand, wherein thou shalt do signs. Hallelujah. This was God speaking to Moses. He said, Moses, if you're going to dominate, if you're going to take the children of Israel out of Egypt, if you're going to see signs and wonders, there is a need for you to carry a rod. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. There are situations in life where they will tell you it needs a miracle. Have you ever been there? Where they told you that this one needs a miracle. Hallelujah. You go to a doctor and they tell you, you know, we've done all tests, but we can't see anything. Because you know what? You don't see demons through a microscope. You can't test and see demonic afflictions. This is when the rod that is superior to the rod of magicians is required. Hallelujah. I decree over your life. Whatever they've told you, they cannot explain the source and the cause. By the superior rod of Jesus Christ, I declare it swallowed in the name of Jesus. I declare your deliverance in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the book of Exodus, chapter 7, from verse 11 to 12, it says, but Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers. So the magicians of Egypt, they also did in the manner which with their enchantments. For every man threw down his rod and they became serpents. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. He is a superior rod that is able to swallow all the rods of the magicians. I don't care how many magicians have risen against you. I don't care how many rods have been thrown against you. But by the rod himself, the root of Jesse, I declare it swallowed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, it's a new day for me. I declare every moving object in your body, because some of you have that. You've got objects in your body that they can't see with the eye, with the natural eyes. All the tests cannot explain, but you can tell that there is something moving in my body. But I've come with the word of God. I've come with the rod of the Almighty, Almighty. As you partake of this communion today, that rod in your body, that serpent in your body, is swallowed in the name of Jesus. It is swallowed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It is a new day for you. Hallelujah. A sister came the other day and she said, Pastor, something is growing out of my child's hand. And I said, you know, there's a secret to it. They were supposed to do an operation. And I said, bring her. And I said, take communion for the next few days. She took communion. The thing that was growing out of the hand began to dry up and it fell on its own. There was nothing therefore to operate. Because there is a rod that is superior. These are mysteries that God has given to us to live in dominion. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible speaks of a man called Asa. Asa was a king who had a simple saw on his feet, on his foot. You know, when you looked at it, but listen to what the Bible says. It says, when Asa had been king for 30 years, he had a disease in his feet. He became very ill, but he did not seek the Lord to help him. Instead, he asked doctors to make him better. Hallelujah. When you undermine the mystery of raw, the mystery of communion, you will only seek help medically. Meanwhile, there is a superior help. I am not saying don't go for medical checkups. I'm not saying don't listen to medical help. I am saying do not neglect the mysteries that God has given to us. Hallelujah. The Bible says he only sought the help of physicians. Hallelujah. And Kasisho, he died. He died. They were just looking. No, the king has a Sishonyana. Before they knew it, he died. It will not be your portion in the name of Jesus.
That thing in your body that looks insignificant, that looks like it's nothing, but has the potential to accelerate and increase and become something. Today, in the name of Jesus, as you partake of the communion, I declare it swallowed in the name of Jesus. It is swallowed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. What does this miracle meal do? The miracle meal neutralizes poison in our systems. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. In case you took poison, with or without your knowledge, today as you partake of this communion, it is swallowed in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 4, from verse 39 to 40, it says, one of them went out in the fields to gather herbs and found a wild vine and picked as many of its guards as his garment could hold. When he returned, he cut them into the pot of stew. Though no one knew what they were, the stew was poured out for them. But as they began to eat, they cried out, men of God, there is death in the pot. They could not eat it. Hallelujah. There was death in the pot. Hallelujah. Go and read that scripture. And Elijah gave this instruction. He said, put the meal inside the pot. The next verse. Put the meal inside the pot. And the Bible tells us that the superior meal swallowed the poison that was in the natural meal. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Understand that you might be the pot that we are talking about. You have received something that you don't even know about. Be it slow poison. Be it fast poison. Be it something that has the potential to contaminate you. Today, in the name of Jesus, as you partake of this communion, I declare it eradicated in the name of Jesus. It is eradicated in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. What is this meal? It is the New Testament manna with greater values than the manna in the wilderness. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. What the manna in the wilderness did, this bread does it much more. This miracle meal does it much more. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Just a few things I want us to look at. What is in the blood? Because we just spoke about the flesh. What is in the blood? Number one, in the blood is the nature of Christ. Hallelujah. In the blood is the nature of Christ. The divine nature is in the blood. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4. The Bible says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of his divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Hallelujah. When you partake of it, it activates the divine nature of Christ in you. At the point of redemption, you received the divine nature of God. But that nature must find expression. That nature must be activated. And when we partake of the communion, that nature is activated. Hallelujah. Actually, the Bible says that the life of a thing is in the blood. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Number two, what is in the blood? We share the blood group with Christ, thereby empowering us to live like him. Hallelujah. When we partake, we share his blood group with him. It means what is not permitted in Christ is not permitted in you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. One of the powerful testimonies you hear, especially celebrated most in West Africa, especially in Nigeria, you hear, you know, people giving testimonies of sickle cell anemia, being healed from it. It's a sickness you don't hear of in South Africa. Actually, in Nigeria, when you hear about it, you know, there'll be like an explosion of celebration. It's like your cancer being healed. That's how bad and how deadly it is. But you don't have it in South Africa. Actually, someone argued that South African blood does not have it. People that are born in South Africa, we don't have it in our blood. We can't have it, actually. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Saying that there is something in our blood group that cannot permit it.
So when we say you have the blood group of Jesus Christ, it means there are things that cannot be found in your blood. Do you hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. There are things that cannot touch the blood of Jesus Christ and survive. Hallelujah. When you have that mindset that I have the same blood group with Jesus Christ, therefore you begin to declare it. If it cannot touch Jesus, it cannot touch me. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. How do I know you have the same blood group? Those of you who are in the medical field, you know it. That for you to be able to give someone's blood, another person's blood, they must share the blood group. Hallelujah. For us to be given the privilege to take his blood, it means we share his blood group. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Say, I have the blood group of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You belong to the God class. Glory to God. Say, I belong to the God class. What is in the blood? Every time you partake of the blood, you are having a blood transfusion. Hallelujah. It means that, you know, the blood of Jesus is poured into your system. You get the unstained blood entering into your stained blood. If there are any stains in your blood, the blood of Jesus is superior. It will flush it out. Hallelujah. As you partake of this communion today, I want you to trust God that if there is any virus in my system, by the superior blood of Jesus Christ, it is flushed out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Say with me, the blood still works. Say, the blood still works. Say, the blood still works. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. And that blood will work for you tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Quickly, why do we need the communion table? Do we really even need it at all? Somebody might be asking. Understand that Jesus said, you know, we must bring to our remembrance what he has done. Do this in remembrance of me. Hallelujah. Why did he say that? Because every time we partake, every time we do it in revelation and in understanding, we activate the power that is available. We activate the power of the gospel. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. So why do we partake of it? Number one, Jesus commanded it. Say, Jesus commanded it. Say, Jesus commanded it. Shake your neighbor and say, neighbor, are you hungry? Luke chapter 22, verse 19. It says, and he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Hallelujah. There is a commandment given to us to do this in remembrance of him. Hallelujah. We are not just doing it. We are doing it because we are under command to do it. Hallelujah. Number two, why do we do it? Because the apostles continued with it. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Acts, chapter 2, from verse 42 to 43, it says, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayer. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Hallelujah. They continued with it, and when they continued with it, they saw signs and wonders. They saw miracles. The same way that you and I are continuing with it tonight. That is why I said to you, tonight is a night of signs and wonders. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In verse 46, the AMP translation, it says, and day after day, they regularly assembled in the temple with united purpose. And in their homes, they broke bread, including the Lord's Supper. They partook of their food with gladness and with simplicity and generous hearts. Hallelujah. They didn't only do it in church, they did it in their homes as well. Hallelujah. And that is what you will be doing in the next few days in your homes. You will be doing it with your families. You will be doing it out of revelation and understanding. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Acts chapter 20, verse 7. The Bible says, and on the first day of the week, when we were assembled together to break bread, the Lord's Supper, Paul discussed with them, intending to leave the next morning. And he kept on with the message until midnight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They continued to break bread together. Amen. Number three, why must we do it? Because they taught it as a doctrine. They taught it as a doctrine. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11 from verse 23 to 30. It says, for I received from the Lord himself that which I passed unto you. It was given to me personally that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was treacherously delivered up and while his betrayal was in progress, took bread. This is Paul, who was not with the initial disciples, who is saying that Jesus made sure that we don't wake up and say, this is only for the Jews. Because Paul was sent to the Gentiles. He said, go and do the same thing. He says, Jesus gave me the same mystery. Hallelujah. It is a mystery given to us. It is a mystery given to us. Hallelujah. How do we do it? We do it with thanksgiving. And we do it by proclaiming it. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 22, verse 17. It says, and he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourself. He lifted the cup and he gave thanks. So even as we will give thanks tonight, even in your houses, as you partake of this communion, before you do much, lift it and give thanks. Hallelujah. We do it by lifting it up, number one, and giving thanks. Number two, what do? You proclaim what Jesus has done. I hope you all are taking notes, because you will be doing it alone. Hallelujah. What do? You proclaim what Jesus has done. Hallelujah. You must, as you take it, you begin to declare that on the cross he died for our victory. He died for our healing. He died for our triumph. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. The Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 24, it says, when he gave thanks, he broke it and said, take it. This is my body, which was broken for you. Hallelujah. When you take it, you say, this is his body that was broken for me. This is his body that was given for my triumph. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. How do we do it? Number one, you do it in order and in reverence. It is not something that you just take anyhow. Hallelujah. He actually says, do it in an honorable manner. Glory to God. What does that mean? It means that you understand the weight of it. You understand that it's not just another wafer. You understand that it's just not another bread. You understand that by the moment it is sanctified, now this is the body of Christ. Hallelujah. You give it the honor that it deserves. You understand that it is different from every bread in your house. You understand that it is different from every biscuit in your house. Because this one, you have set it apart and say, Father, we're doing this in remembrance of you. Hallelujah. You are doing it also in revelation that he died for me. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. And who must do it? Who must do it? A priest must do it. Amen. Must administer it. And you and I, in the New Testament, we all are priests unto our God. Hallelujah. As the leader of that house, if you're a father, you rise as the priest and you give it to everybody. If you are a wife and there's no husband there, you rise as a priest. You understand God has ordained you to do it and you serve it to everybody. Hallelujah. You call the whole family together and you say, we are honoring God. This is what we are trusting God for. This is what we are releasing our faith for as we partake of this communion. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Have you learned something tonight? Amen. Will it help you throughout these few days? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's stand on our feet. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mogocha. Till next time, God bless.